Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 163 on April the 24th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Ardelyx Inc., the iShares Large Cap China Index ETF, and MGM Resorts. Then we discuss three new trades on Microvision Inc., the Mosaic Company, and General Electric. It's always great to hear from listeners, so if you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now this week, the U.S. equity markets finished down less than 1%, not much of a move at all. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 157 points, ending the week at 34,043 points. The S&P 500 index gave up 5 points, closing at 4,180 points on Friday. Now it's time to get into the topic of the week, and the topic this week is trading in the direction of strength. Now over time, I've found that my best trades across the board have happened when I traded with strength. It doesn't matter if I'm trading options, stock, futures, options on futures, cryptocurrencies, or foreign exchange. My best trades have always occurred when I was trading in the direction of strength. Now that means buying only when it looks like the market is going up, selling when it looks like the market is going lower, and avoiding sideways markets. I always get chopped up in markets that seem to be trading in a channel horizontally. Now, that might sound simple, but I found all sorts of ways to complicate this. How, you might ask? Well, occasionally I've gotten pulled into trading pullbacks and retracements that seem to be so predictable. I remember trading E-mini S&P futures back in 2009. There was a daily retracement that occurred around 9 a.m. Central Time, and it would last until roughly 9:30 a.m., and that happened all spring. Mind you, the market had one of the greatest comebacks during that period, and here I am trying to short the market for 30 minutes every morning. And I'd win enough to justify me doing that trade the next day and the next day. The problem was that I was picking up crumbs. The rest of the cake was trading with the daily trend. And I was just too impatient and thought I could predict it back then. So now that I'm a lot older, I've become a lot more patient in my trading. So regardless of what I think I see in a chart, how predictable it might be, I try to maintain a focus on trading in the direction of strength. And I use technical analysis to be able to try to discern where that strength is. So that's it. Hopefully that helps some of you. Just simple things I found have made the biggest difference and can actually give you the confidence to stay in the trade long enough to make the money you hope to make in the first place. So trading in the direction of strength is what did it for me. Hopefully that'll help you. So let's get into the trade review from last week. We'll start off with the covered call. We looked at Ardelyx Inc., symbol A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, D as in Delta, X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $8.69 per share. I looked at buying that stock and selling the May 10 call at $1.10, which could lead to a maximum return of 27.73% in 5 weeks. Well, Ardelyx stock lost 45 cents this week, closing at $8.24 per share. The option that we sold lost 35 cents, which means that that's a 35-cent profit for us, and that leaves us with a net loss on the week of 10 cents. Now, the break-even price on this trade is 85 cents lower in the stock, so overall, I wouldn't make any adjustments to this just yet. We're still 4 weeks away from expiration, and this stock could easily push higher yet again. So once again, patience has been my virtue in my trading for 2021, and I would exercise it a bit in this trade as well. Our next trade from last week is a credit spread. We looked at the iShares Large Cap China Index, the ETF, symbol FXI, F as in Foxtrot, X as in X-ray, I as in India. Now, at the time, the stock was trading for $46.91 per share. I looked at selling the May 47-48 call spread at 34 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 66 cents per spread. Well, the China Large Cap ETF gained 68 cents this week, closing at $47.59 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is now at the money, and that May 47 call has 59 cents of intrinsic value, which is leading to the spread actually being worth 59 cents if you were to buy it back right now. Having a spread that we sold increase in value means that we lost money. So we have a net loss on the week of 25 cents. And given the current look of this stock, it looks like it's actually going to continue the trend that even though it's having some volatile movements, it looks like it's going to continue to push higher from here. I would actually consider altering the trade. So I would close the trade and then sell a put spread. You can sell the May 47 half, 46 half put spread at 35 cents, which would actually net out the loss over the week and set you up for another decent trade in its own right. And ultimately, since we lost 25 cents, if you sell that put spread at 35 cents, the good thing is that you will have closed off the risk for that call spread going higher against you. And it looks like the stock might be heading higher now. So selling that put, the put spread rather, would allow you to collect 35 cents and walk away from this with a possible 10 cent gain over the next 4 weeks. Our final trade on the week, from last week rather, was a debit spread. We looked at MGM Resorts, symbol M as in Mike, G as in golf, M as in Mike. At the time, the stock was trading for $40.26 per share. I looked at buying the May 39-40 call spread, paying 58 cents for that spread, which should give us a maximum gain of 42 cents or a 72.41% return in 5 weeks. Well, shares of MGM rose $1.25 this week, closing the week at $41.51. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now even more in the money. And you could exit this trade for scratch next week, but we know that this spread already has an intrinsic value of $1. So hopefully you guys know not to exit the trade like that. You'd be doing the local market makers a favor if you did. So as long as the stock remains above $40 per share, we walk away with a 72% return on our capital over the next 4 weeks, which isn't bad. So nice trade. That one's definitely one to hold. And just it's good to always be aware of where you need stock to end on each of your trades. Because each month I end up with a combination of put spreads and call spreads. And I need to know where I start not only my break-even points, but just where am I winning? And seeing, you know, being able to judge my trades based on that. So on this one specifically, as long as stock is remaining higher than $40, this trade maxes out at full value. So definitely keep an eye on it, and that's it. So now let's get into the three new trades for this week. And of course, I'm going to start off with the covered call. I'm looking at Microvision Inc., symbol MVIS. M as in Mike, V as in Victor, I as in India, S as in Sierra. The stock ended the week at $17.97 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the May 18 call at $3.40, hoping for a 19% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the stock for $17.97 per share and selling the May 18 call at $3.40. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $18 per share. The break-even price on this one is $14.57. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $1,797, and you would collect $340 for selling the option. Next up is our credit spread on the week. Looking at the Mosaic Company, symbol MOS, M as in Mike, O as in Oscar, S as in Sierra, the stock ended the week at $33.95 per share. I'm looking at selling the May 33 half 33 put spread at 18 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 32 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the May 33 half put at $1.57 and concurrently buying the May 33 put for $1.39. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $33.50 per share. The break-even price on this one is $33.32 per share. So in real terms, you'd collect $18 per spread that you sell and have $32 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread on General Electric, GE, symbol G as in golf, E as in echo. Stock ended this week at $13.55 per share, and I'm looking at buying the May 13, 13 half call spread for 32 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 18 cents, or that's a 56.25% return in 4 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the May 13 call for 92 cents and concurrently selling the May 13 half call at 60 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $13.50 per share. The break-even price on this one is $13.32 per share. In real terms, you'll pay $32 per spread that you purchase, and your maximum gain is $18 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Also, thank you to those of you who have hopped on the YouTube channel and subscribed. I'm going to be creating more content. I keep saying that every week and putting out, I make a video now of the trades, the new trades on the week, so that you can kind of see the charts and see the option pricing to get a better sense of how these things trade. So that's it. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And as always, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.